اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل ونعم المولى ونعم النصير. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم الرحمن الرحيم ذو الجلال والإكرام، وأتوب إليه. اللهم كن لوليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة، وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم إني أسألك وأتوجه إليك بنبيك نبي الرحمة محمد صلى الله عليه وآله يا أبا القاسم يا رسول الله يا إمام الرحمة يا سيدنا ومولانا. إنا توجهنا واستشفعنا وتوسلنا بك إلى الله وقدمناك بين يدي حاجاتنا يا وجيها عند الله. اشفع لنا عند الله يا وجيها عند الله. اشفع لنا Allah, we ask you by your prophet, the best of the prophets. Oh Allah, we ask you by the prophet that his family was disrespected after you. On the day of Ashura, there came a time Zainab salamullahi alayha was on Tal al-Zainabiyya, She was watching what was happening to her brother. She saw Hashem, والشمر جالس على صدره. Shem was sitting on the chest of Imam al-Hussein. Hadrat Zainab started calling, Wa Muhammada, Holy Prophet, look what your ummah, your nation is doing to your grandson that you used to love and you used to kiss his lips and his neck. Ya Abul Hasan, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ya Ali ibn Abi Talib, يا حجة الله على خلقه يا سيدنا ومولانا إنا توجهنا واستشفعنا وتوسلنا بك إلى الله وقدمناك بين يدي حاجاتنا يا وجيها عند الله اشفع لنا عند الله يا وجيها عند الله اشفع لنا Who was called Awwal Madhloom, the most oppressed. Look at the life of Amirul Mu'mineen. Look at all he did at the time of the Prophet. As soon as the Prophet left this world, they came to the door of Amirul Mu'mineen. How would it feel to have your wife disrespected in front of you and you can't do anything about it? Sallallahu alayka ya Amir al-Mu'mineen. He took all that disrespect. His wife was mistreated before his eyes. And he didn't say a word to protect the religion of Allah. Ya Fatima al-Zahra, O Fatima, O Bibi, what you went through to protect Amir al-Mu'mineen. One narration says, after the incident behind the door, Hadrat Fatima had felt unconscious. They took Amir al-Mu'mineen to the masjid to force him to pledge allegiance. As soon as Hadrat Fatima became conscious, she didn't say, I have pain. She didn't say, my chest is hurting. She said, where's Amir al-Mu'mineen? Ya Fatima al-Zahra, Ya bint Muhammad, Ya qurrata ayn al-Rasul, Ya Sayyidatana wa Mawlatana, Inna tawajjahna wa istashfa'na wa tawassalna biki ila Allah wa qaddamnaki bayna yaday hajatina. Ya wajihatan 'inda Allah ishfa'i lana 'inda Allah. Ya wajihatan 'inda اشفعي لنا عند الله يا أبا محمد يا حسن بن علي أيها المجتبى. The whole family of the Holy Prophet were oppressed. Imam al-Mujtaba, ruhi laka al-fida, sallallahu alayhi. One narration says, as a child, Imam al-Hasan was the only one who witnessed his mother being disrespected in the street. How did he feel seeing that his mother was slapped in the streets of Medina? Sallallahu alayhi. When he wanted to be buried, the grandson of the Prophet, the grandson that the Holy Prophet said, him and his brother were the masters of the youth in paradise, wanted to be buried by the side of the Holy Prophet. The enemies of the Ahlul Bayt said, no, we will not allow him to be buried there. It says they wanted to move the body towards that direction, and the enemies started throwing arrows of the body of Imam al-Hasan. أيها المظلوم يا ابن رسول الله يا حجة الله على خلقه يا سيدنا ومولانا إنا توجهنا واستشفعنا وتوسلنا بك إلى الله وقدمناك بين يدي حاجاتنا يا وجيها اشفع لنا عند الله يا وجيها عند الله اشفع لنا عند الله يا أبا عبد الله يا حسين بن علي. I don't know if you've been to Karbala before or not. Those of you that have been, imagine yourself entering the street between the Haram of Hadrat Abbas and Imam al-Hussein. We enter Bain al-Haramain, you look at the beautiful golden dome of Imam al-Hussein. Sallallahu alayka ya Aba Abdillah. We walk towards the entrance, we enter the courtyard of Imam al-Hussein and enter the Rawda from the Bab al-Sharqi, where the feet of the Imam are. First you get to the Shuhada on your left. In front of you is Ali ibn al-Akbar, buried beneath the feet of Imam al-Hussein. After him is the Imam. In front of the Imam is a little six-month-old baby, Ali ibn al-Asghar. But on the day of Ashura, the Imam, when he went to say his farewell to his family, he saw that Ali was going unconscious out of thirst. He saw that the baby will be dying if he doesn't get some water. He took the baby to the enemy. He said, oh people, how much water does it take for this baby to quench his thirst? If you don't think that I am trustworthy, if you think I will go and take water for myself, then you take the baby and quench his thirst. Omar Saad told Harmala, what are you waiting for? Harmala said, who should I get, the father or the son? Omar Saad told him, you see that white spot beneath the head of Ali and al-Asghar. The Imam was holding Ali. He saw that the baby's not moving any longer. Blood started coming down. Sallallahu alayka ya Aba Abdillah. Ya Aba Abdillah. Ya Hussein ibn Ali. أيها الشهيد يا ابن رسول الله يا حجة الله على خلقه يا سيدنا ومولانا إنا توجهنا واستشفعنا وتوسلنا بك إلى الله وقدمناك بين يدي حاجاتنا يا وجيها عند الله اشفع لنا عند الله يا وجيها عند الله اشفع لنا يا أبا الحسن يا علي بن الحسين يا زين العابدين يا ابن رسول الله يا حجة الله على خلقه يا سيدنا ومولانا إنا توجهنا واستشفعنا وتوسلنا بك إلى الله وقدمناك بين يدي حاجاتنا يا وجيها عند الله اشفع لنا عند الله يا وجيها عند الله اشفع لنا عند الله يا أبا جعفر يا محمد بن علي أيها الباقر يا ابن رسول الله يا حجة الله على خلقه يا سيدنا ومولانا إنا توجهنا واستشفعنا وتوسلنا بك إلى الله وقدمناك بين يدي حاجاتنا يا وجيها عند الله اشفع لنا عند الله يا وجيها عند الله اشفع لنا عند الله يا أبا عبد الله يا جعفر بن محمد أيها الصادق يا ابن رسول الله يا حجة الله على خلقه يا سيدنا ومولانا إنا توجهنا واستشفعنا وتوسلنا بك إلى الله وقدمناك بين يدي حاجاتنا يا وجيها عند الله اشفع لنا عند الله يا وجيها عند الله اشفع لنا عند الله ابا الحسن يا موسى بن جعفر ايها الكاظم يا ابن رسول الله This seventh Imam, Imam Musa ibn Ja'far, is known as Bab al-Hawaj. I don't know how many of you have visited him in Kazimiyya. The Imam was in prison for the last 8 years or 10 years of his life. He got lots of mistreatment. Sallallahu alayhi, sallallahu alayhi. He was chained, he couldn't move. When he was poisoned in the dungeons, they brought the body out, laying on a piece of wood. The body was so skinny. They looked at the body, what the chains had done. Just imagine what the chains for so long could do to your neck. And your feet and your hands. Sallallahu alayhi ya Bab al-Hawaj. Ya Aba al-Hasan. Ya Musa ibn Ja'far. Ayyuha al-Kadhim. Ya Ibn Rasulillah. يا حجة الله على خلقه يا سيدنا ومولانا إنا توجهنا واستشفعنا وتوسلنا بك إلى الله وقدمناك بين يدي حاجاتنا يا وجيها عند الله اشفع لنا عند الله يا وجيها عند الله اشفع لنا عند الله يا أبا الحسن يا علي ابن موسى أيها الرضا يا ابن رسول الله I know a number of you have visited the Imam. Imagine yourself in the shrine, in the courtyard of the Imam, saying these words, addressing him. يا أبا الحسن يا علي ابن موسى أيها الرضا يا ابن رسول الله يا حجة الله على خلقه يا سيدنا توجهنا واستشفعنا وتوسلنا بك إلى الله وقدمناك بين يدي حاجاتنا يا وجيها عند الله اشفع لنا عند الله يا وجيها عند الله اشفع لنا عند الله يا أبا جعفر يا محمد بن علي أيها التقي الجواد يا ابن رسول الله يا حجة الله على خلقه يا سيدنا ومولانا إنا توجهنا واستشفعنا وتوسلنا بك إلى الله وقدمناك بين يدي حاجاتنا يا وجيها عند الله اشفع اشفع لنا عند الله يا وجيهان عند الله اشفع لنا عند الله يا أبا الحسن يا علي ابن محمد أيها الهادي النقي يا ابن رسول الله يا حجة الله على خلقه يا سيدنا ومولانا إنا توجهنا واستشفعنا وتوسلنا بك إلى الله وقدمناك بين يدي حاجاتنا يا وجيهان عند الله اشفع لنا عند الله يا وجيهان عند الله اشفع لنا عند الله يا أبا محمد يا حسن ابن علي أيها الزكي العسكري يا ابن رسول الله يا حجة الله على خلقه يا سيدنا ومولانا إنا توجهنا واستشفعنا وتوسلنا بك إلى الله وقدمناك بين يدي حاجاتنا يا وجيهان عند الله اشفع لنا عند الله يا وجيهان عند الله اشفع لنا عند الله يا وصي الحسن أو إمام of our time or our master يا وصي الحسن O master where are you when will you be coming to avenge the blood of Imam al-Hasan O master wherever you are please keep us all in your prayers Ya Wasi al-Hasan والخلف الحجة أيها القائم المنتظر المهدي يا ابن رسول الله يا حجة الله على خلقه يا سيدنا ومولانا إنا توجهنا واستشفعنا وتوسلنا بك إلى الله وقدمناك بين يدي حاجاتنا يا وجيهان عند الله Don't you all want to say it together to the 12th Imam? يا وجيهان عند الله اشفع لنا عند الله يا وجيهان عند الله اشفع لنا عند الله Let's remember our hajat. Let's remember our brothers and sisters. Remember our parents, our uncles, all our relatives, all those who need help. Remember all the brothers and sisters elsewhere in the world who are facing hardship, our Shia brothers and sisters in in Iraq and Afghanistan and Pakistan and Lebanon and other places of the world. Remember our own problems, our own spiritual problems, all the difficulties we're facing. There's sin all around us. Sometimes it's hard to control. So remember to ask, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps us stay on the right path. Remember to pray for the 12th Imam, for the coming of the 12th Imam, Ajalallah ta'ala farajahu sharif. Ya sadati wa mawali, inni tawajjahtu bikum a'immati wa guddati ليوم فقري وحاجتي إلى الله وتوسلت بكم إلى الله واستشفعت بكم إلى الله فاشفعوا لي عند الله. My masters, O my imams, I ask you, please intercede for me for the day of judgment. I don't have anything to show on my record as good actions. Please intercede for me. فَاسْتَشْفَعْتُ بِكُمْ إِلَى اللَّهِ فَاشْفَعُوا لِي عِنْدَ اللَّهِ وَاسْتَنْقِذُونِي مِنْ ذُنُوبِي عِنْدَ اللَّهِ وبحبك فإنكم وسيلتي إلى الله وبحبكم وبقربكم أرجو نجاة من الله. I hope that my love for you will help me stay away from sin and save me. فكونوا عند الله رجائي. يا سادتي يا أولياء الله صلى الله عليهم أجمعين. ولعن الله أعداء الله ظالمين من الأولين والآخرين. آمين ربنا.